WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. When Pere Ubu first emerged from Cleveland in the late 1970s, the group was pegged as a punk band for its loud, abrasive sound. Pere Ubu leader David Thomas always resisted the label and has spent the past four decades pursuing his own style over the course of more than 20 albums. Thomas recently remixed two of his favorite Ubu albums, 1998's Pennsylvania and 2002's St. Arkansas, saying that the remixes are so substantial they amount to being two new albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker is a longtime fan of Pere Ubu and has this review.
There's a diner out on Route 322 in western Pennsylvania. I spent my life there one afternoon. I can't get that stretch of road out of my head. I hear it when I'm taking a shower, reading the paper.
To say that Pere Ubu isn't for everyone is putting it mildly. The band has no hits, but it does have fellow travelers. And really, no matter how dense and dissonant the music, there's always a beat to follow, like a line painted down the middle of a song to keep you on the road with the band. Pere Ubu's personnel has shifted constantly. The one constant is David Thomas's voice and lyrics. On both Pennsylvania and St. Arkansas, he takes you on rides across blasted landscapes, the backseat littered with junk food and paperback novels, pressing onward to see what will break down first, the car or the song he's singing.
I wear a suit, and honey, I wear a tie, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna look good each and every day. I say goodbye. I love that highway, US 322.
These two albums from 1998 and 2002 are connected in at least one way. Thomas said on a recent podcast that the song Dark on Arkansas was written to explain the song Drive on Pennsylvania. So let's listen to the two songs back to back. On Drive, Thomas is in a car, hoping his desperation doesn't show in the eyes he sees in his rearview mirror. He's on a lonely road, he says, when tomorrow has no home in yesterday.
Drive to the sun, past the brittle bones of a moon-like world. It's a big country, and a sun starting again. And the wind howls through a winter of lies.
It's a long way back down a road that everybody knows.
It's empty now, and my eyes are framed in the rear view. And there's a destination show.
Drive to the sun, he said.
4 years later, on Dark, it becomes more apparent that Thomas is driving to fulfill a sense of purpose. What he aims to do is to experience the life, and the afterlife, of, quote, every ghost town rising in the dust that feels like home to me. Thomas's constant companion on these journeys is the radio, specifically the AM radio, a throwback to an earlier era of pop culture listening. The new remix of Dark has had an additional title attached to it. It's The Radio Shall Set You Free.
Oh, my friends don't understand me, and my wife begins to fear that I've lost some sense of balance, and I've lost the will to live. Radio, AM radio, hold the radio.
remixed versions of the albums bring the vocals forward in fresh intimacy. When I hear Thomas's voice, I can see in my mind what his face looks like. He's singing with his eyes closed, his face scrunched up. His lyrics are his thoughts as he muses to himself. He's a man who's perpetually waking up from either a deep sleep or a cat nap, immediately wanting to hop in a car and take off. I love this recent comment from David Thomas. I always had the idea that Pere Ubu was going to be the sort of band that Herman Melville and William Faulkner and Raymond Chandler would have wanted to be in if they'd grown up in the rock and roll age. Like those writers, men on quests into dark places using familiar language in unexpected ways, David Thomas says Pere Ubu is trying to occupy the space between where you are and where you want to be.
Ken Tucker reviewed the remixed Pere Ubu albums Pennsylvania and Saint Arkansas.